Hello and welcome to my podcast, Rotten Teeth, because I am entirely too sweet. No, I did not mean that in that particular manner, but anyways, hey guys, I'm Ren. Today we're going to be talking about some TikTok drama. I'm so over it, and I think like cancel culture and stuff is really toxic, but here I am talking about it because I have absolutely nothing better to do. So, getting into it quickly, first up we have the Ace family. If you don't know who the Ace family is, it's just another, they're just another problematic family vlogging channel that consists of Austin McBroom. I think it's McBroom. Is it? I don't know. But Catherine Piaz? I don't know how to say it. But as well as their three children. And they've been in a lot of scandals. They've gotten into a lot of them. A lot of them. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. But this time around, it's a little bit different. But one of the recent videos they posted the other day was the day in the life of Catherine. And in the beginning, Austin was being like really rude because he was like, oh, my hair is messed up. And then he was just getting pressed for no reason. And she just kind of sat through it like it happened regularly for her. And it's no way that like, you shouldn't treat your wife that way, regardless of, well, I mean, I don't know, but hold on. I'm like, lots going on. I don't know, but I think it's being really disrespectful in my opinion, but they started the video. He was like, oh my gosh, my hair is messed up. Ugh. He's like, good thing I don't have to be on camera today. She was like, well, baby, whatever. And then he was getting like so pressed and he was like swearing in front of the children. And honestly, that could have been handled a lot differently, but I think he was expecting it to get cut out the video, but she didn't cut it out. But then after people were starting to bring attention to it, she then edited that clip out of the video. But you can go look it up on YouTube if you have nothing better to do with your life like me. But yeah, that's that. And they just kind of took to Twitter and said, it's marriage, guys. There's nothing wrong with our marriage. There's a few bumps in the road, but I think something's going on. It's a little bit sus. But next we have Melanie Martinez. Ugh, queen. I'm a mega crybaby, by the way. But if you go to her Instagram, which is a little body, big heart, freak out all the way for her. But she replied to a comment that asked, when is the Test Me music video coming out? And she replied, and I quote, when they approve of the budget, LOL. Everyone, please keep streaming Test Me so y'all can get another video for this EP. It's going to be my fave one yet. Then, in a recent interview, the interviewer asked, like, what are your goals for yourself at this point in your career? And then she goes on to state that she's trying to finish a new script for another film / album. Then she says she's on page 50 and blah blah blah, but then she says she's planning on making a poetry / photography book at some point. And honestly, I'm super duper uber schmooper excited because oh my gosh, I can't wait. But whether it's merch or music, all I know is that I'm super excited. And go stream Test Me and just after school walk together. All right, let's talk Jeffree Star, another highly problematic person. So there's been a lot of drama over the past however long he's been active on social media. But a few months ago, he launched his palette Cremated, and people were dismayed because he launched it during like the peak of COVID, where an astronomical amount of people were dying, and they're like, so are dying. Oh my gosh, that's so bad. Oh my god. But they were like, gee, this is so not okay. It's such an inappropriate time to launch this palette, blah, 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 blah. And I personally think he's a very shady person, but I don't think that was his intention. Because if you think about it, producing makeup palettes and just makeup in general, you need to have your shades, pricing, formulas, and all this other stuff. But you never know. You can't really put things past anyone. You know, you never know if he had an ulterior motive or something. But, wait, there's more. Is there more? Yes, there is more. Oh my gosh.
Wait, what's wrong with me?
Okay. So, he launched his new Velvet Trap lipsticks as well as the, you know, photo shoot. And people were fuming because in one of the pictures there was a woman of color in a rat trap, and people because he called women of color rats, such as Aina, I think that's how you say it, but he called her quote-unquote irrelevant rats. And on Twitter in the past, he's just said a lot of really racist bad things. But I guess now he's trying to like give money to people that need it. I guess he's trying to do that now, but I think he's kind of like, if I say I think one more time, but he's trying to cancel out the bad with the good, and this is not working, sweetie poo. That's just kind of a summation of what happened. You can go and look everywhere else online where he posted that, and you'll see people angry. But I think they're overreacting, because if you look at the whole photo shoot, almost everyone in there was in the rat trap. So everybody got to take turns in there, and I think they're just being really overdramatic about, like, for nothing. But moving on, once again, Lorray got quote-unquote canceled for talking about the trans community when he was literally 12 years old. Now, I personally think that a lot of people had said stupid things when they were young, especially when you're 12 and you have the internet at your fingertips. But I think this is forgivable, but I'm not a part of that community, so I don't really have any say. You know, if you're not a part of that, you can't, like, really say, oh, I accept your apology. You know what I'm saying? This goes for, like, anything you're not a part of, like, especially, like, race-wise. But anyways, but have y'all heard his diss track? I love how I just completely forgot about that and just said, have y'all heard Lorray's diss track? He came for everyone's throats. Now let's get into that, because on his Starting With Fights videos, Starting Fights With Celebrities video, he said that if the video got to 500,000 likes, he would make a diss track, and he made it, because we all pressed him about it. But I listened to it, and I was shaking in my boots, girl. So I guess I should kind of go over what he stated in the song. But in the beginning, he said that Bryce Hall stinks, and that he only knew his name because Addison gave him fame. And he's not lying, because I feel like a lot of people didn't know who he was until Addison and, like, Bryce started, you know, get a little thing. But he goes on to say James is thick, but his forehead is getting bigger. And if you didn't already know, a lot of the people he mentioned in the song, he's really good friends with. So it's all just kind of, like, lighthearted fun and whatnot. But he said that Jeffrey says the N-word, and it's such a risky move, because considering how much power Jeffrey holds, it's kind of scary, you know, especially with lawyers. It's kind of intimidating if you say, like, something bad like that. You have to, like, get, like, your career ended by him. But then he says that Noah Beck has a thick neck, blah, blah, blah. If y'all seen that soccer photo of him, I was dead. You need to search a Noah Beck soccer photo. Oh my God. Anyways, and all that jazz. And then he says Tony Lopez tried to bag a senorita. I was like, oh my gosh, not, like, true, but, like, okay. And then in the next part with, like, the beat changes, it says, this ain't no race. Tony Lopez caught a case, guys. I don't know if anyone, like, knows if this is true or not, or if he's, like, hinting at, like, if he actually caught a case, because that would be insane. But but for a little bit of background, for those of you who don't know, Tony Lopez is a popular TikToker, and he was texting minors, and not, like, 17-year-olds. He was talking to 15-year-olds and under. He's 21. He's 21. And it's honestly not exactly. It's not surprising to me, but it's just kind of like, really, bro? This is what you're doing? Shaking my head. And it's also, like, a lot of people with large followings doing this as well. You know, if you're gonna become, if you see that you're becoming popular, you gotta, like, clear all of that stuff, make sure everybody is shut up, like, you hush them up with some hush money or something if you did something bad, like, because you can't, like, afford any of that, past or future, you know. But go follow his brother, the less problematic and the hotter brother. All right, moving on to Charlie and Dixie. I don't know how to say their last names. I don't know if it's D'Angelo, D'Amelio, D'Amelio. I'm just going to go with Armadillo. So, the Armadillo family, who's famous for no reason, is being accused of cheating. So, Mr. Beast hosted an influencer trivia tournament where the winners get $300,000 to donate. If you don't know who Mr. Beast is, he's a very popular YouTuber, and he has a buttload of money from where, I have no clue. But anyways, a lot of big names were participating in the event, such as KSI, Addison Rae, Dream, and George Not Found. Literally kings Ugh, I love him so much. But anyways, and like Laserbeam and a whole bunch of like really like big YouTubers and just like famous people in general, but not that famous, but anyways. And in the game, you just essentially had to answer questions. It's trivia, you know? But I don't know too much about the actual game because I wasn't wasting 24 minutes, so I just skipped to the important parts. And lo and behold, the Armadillo family won. And it's a bit sus to me because the family, specifically the youngest daughter, blows up on the internet for nothing. Then you guys get these brandos and just mega famous for doing the same dances everyone else is doing. I'm gonna pull out my best skeggsies real quick. Okay, but you just win the game like that. It's weird to me, but a lot of other people were skeptical too because it seemed as if the parents were giving them the answers and they were looking at a phone and stuff and a lot of other cheating mannerisms. But wait, there's more. During some parts of the tournament, they went up against one or two people, yet there was four of them. And it just seemed super unfair, and people were getting upset because of that. So Mr. Beast took to Twitter to say that it was his fault. He set up the teams, and the money goes to people in need either way. I honestly still think it's sus, but I'm not going to say anything because I might get in trouble. Okay, next topic. Miss Rihanna. She messed up big time. So, if you didn't already know, she hosted her Savage X Fenty Volume 2 lingerie show on Amazon Prime. And during part of the show, there was a song called Doom by Cuckoo Chloe. Part of the song had a sample of the Hadith, which is a sacred text in Islamic culture. Woo, let me tell you, people are pressed. So, if you don't know what... Okay, I just kind of explained what the Hadith is, but it's like very like important to them and just... If you use that for something like a lingerie show, you'll get in trouble. I don't know if to say trouble, but people will literally call you out like they're doing to Rihanna and Cuckoo Chloe at this moment. But Muslims were just explaining to her like how it was disrespectful and offensive and whatnot. She was just kind of like, oh, gee, I'm so sorry. But I have the whole apology that she posted on Instagram right here. And I'm gonna read it because I'm that girl. Yeah. All right, so it says, I'd like to thank the Muslim community for pointing out a huge oversight that was unintentionally offensive in our Savage X Fenty show. I would more importantly like to apologize to you for this honest yet careless mistake. We have hurt many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, and I am incredibly disheartened by this. I do not play around with any kind of disrespect towards God or any religion. Therefore, the song, the use of our song on this project is completely irresponsible. Moving forward, we will make sure nothing like this ever happens again. Thank you for your forgiveness and understanding. So, she apologized, and... I think it's kind of heartfelt, you know? I don't know. I don't really have to say this, I guess. But people that aren't Muslim were accepting her apology. And Muslims were like, you can't accept her apology because you aren't Muslim. You don't have a say in this. So back the freak up and let us handle this. You know what I'm saying? And it's honestly similar to the LeRae situation with the whole tweets from a few years ago. You know, if you aren't a part of that community, you don't really have a say in accepting that person's apology. But so moving on to Cuckoo Chloe, who apologized on Twitter saying that she wants to deeply apologize and, you know, she's gonna have the song removed on all platforms. That's that. And I think that I don't really know what I think because if you think about it, Rihanna is a very busy person. I feel like she got people that she trusted to handle the music, like the playlist for the show. And I feel like they kind of screwed over and just were very careless, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really know what goes on behind the scenes, you know? We don't know what's going on there, but, you know, that's that. And did you guys see the queen? Y'all gonna hate me for this, but Nicki Minaj posted her first pic of her son, the first pic of her son, and his foot is so little and cute. Like, I feel like, I mean, do you think she busts his foot instead of his face because he's, like, ugly or something? I don't know, but his foot is so little and so cute. Like, oh my gosh. It's, like, adorable. I can't even handle it. Oh my gosh. I'm happy for her. Silence. Okay, but yeah. I'm very excited to see her son, you know, because now she gets to call her son, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, period, period. Okay, I'm gonna stop. But I guess that's it for now. There's nothing like else to talk about, you know. I mean, the debate was last night. That was a mess per usual. I think that's really all I have. I wish I had like something more juicy or real to talk about today, but go stream After School, particularly Stesmi. And also check out Snot's new song, Mean. Oh my gosh. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Zeray Star, XYRAE, space STAR. And also follow my TikTok, DerpyStar711. I am out of this trap. All right? All right. Zeus.